Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating the one of the greatest saints that is loved by everybody, is known as the healer, great healer. Healer and great martyr, Panteleimon. Panteleimon was born from the family totally mixed. The father was a pagan and the mother was a Christian. And the mother was teaching the little son about Christianity. And of course the father was teaching him about the paganism. But it so happened that the Lord took away the mother at the early age. And so the father took over and training the son to be a pagan and taking him to bring all kinds of sacrifices to the idols and so on and so on. And then he went to study and he was very talented and he was a medical in medicine and he was going to some famous doctor that was teaching him that was working in the palace in a king. And the Lord sent to this young child or teenager, he sent a priest by the name, he was Yirmiyahu, and the priest had immediately saw, because he was a saint, and this also was celebrated yesterday, and he was a martyr, and he saw in the young man that he was going to be a great Christian warrior. And he approached him and started to talk to him about what he believes in and so on. And he reminded him about the mother, how the mother was teaching him about Christianity. And things came back to him. And he started to, wanted to talk to him more and more. And every day that he would come back from schooling from the pagan doctor, he would always go to and talk to this priest, Yirmiyahu, the martyr, future martyr, and he instructed him in the faith, and he was getting closer and closer to him, and his father was always trying to push him more and more to the pagan gods. And then one day the father sent him away to take some property, and for a few days he didn't come to see this priest. But what happened? On the road to where he was sent by his father, all of a sudden he sees a child, a dead child on the road, and a snake that went away from him. So he knew that the snake had killed the child. And then he cried out with all of his heart. He said, "I am not worthy for you to hear me, but please, Jesus Christ, if you are truly the God, and if it's all true what my mother taught me and what this priest Yirmiyahu taught me, let this child be healed, resurrected." And the child is resurrected right in front of him, and the snake has perished. And that established him fully into faith. And from now, that time on, he stopped then healing the people in a medical fashion, but he would heal them always in the name of Jesus Christ. And but he was mocking, and he started to mock in front of the father the idols all around the house. But not the father, just the idols. He was always have respect for the father. And one day, a blind man comes in, knocks at the door, and he opens up the door, and he says, the blind man says, "I went to all kinds of doctors, nobody can help me, I cannot see," and so on. And St. Panteleimon, using the name of Jesus Christ, had healed him. And the father, he didn't know that the father was just coming into the room, and he witnessed that. And that's what made the father to convert. So these are the things that happened in the early Christians. It's the miracles were the ones that reinforced the teachings. And what Christ has said to the apostles, "Go out and preach and teach, and support it with great miracles, with miracles where people will believe. And this is what happened. All from the early centuries on, there were miracles happening all the time that were converting thousands and thousands of and millions of people eventually. Now, there is no miracles like that anymore. And why is that no miracles like that? Because there's not enough people that have the faith that is needed to create the miracles. The Lord said that if you have a faith of a little seed, you can tell the mountain to move from one place to another, and it will move, and it will do. So anything that you ask in faith is going to be given to you. If you ask in the name of Jesus Christ, to the God the Father, possible, the Father in heaven will give you whatever we ask. So, but he also was foretold that a lot of times there will be no miracle, or there will be a very little one, but there will be lots of false miracles. And this is what we're going through right now. We're going through this terrible time. And now, just like the Pharisees of the old days, they were, even though the miracles were happening to them right in front of their eyes, they didn't see it. They didn't see how Christ was making the miracles, and how he had preached, and how from feeding the multitude with five little loaves of bread, he was able to feed the 5,000 people, not counting women and children, and how he was resurrected the dead, not only just recently who died, but even one that had died 4 days ago, and they all knew it, and they saw it, and yet they wanted to see a sign from heaven, and they would not accept it, that he was the Son of God. Why? Mainly because they didn't, their pride did not want him to take over. They were afraid that if they would recognize him as a Son of God, they would have to obey him. They would have to comply with what he's teaching. They would have to change their ways. And this is what's happening today. The people are not interested in changing their ways. And what am I saying? The people, we are not interested in changing our ways, but we must. We must work on ourselves so that we'll change our way to comply with the gospel, to live according to the gospel, not according to the way this world is living. We must understand that we cannot be part of this world. We're in the world, but we should not be part of the world. We should be part of our Lord Jesus Christ. We should be part of the church, that the majority is in heaven already, the victorious church. And here we have to recognize that here is the battleground. We're right in the front. We're just like we went out in the front lines in the time of war. That's what we're doing. We're in a storm. We're on a terrible storm. We have to do, actually, we have to do miraculous things just to survive. We have to walk on water, as to say, as St. Peter had to do it, walking towards Christ. But we cannot do it if we don't pay attention to our Lord. We just cannot survive in this world unless we pay attention to our Lord, to his presence. And he says that, I am with you at all times. He said that to the disciples when he was leaving with his body that he had acquired from the Theotokos, when he was leaving to the heavens to sit at the right hand of the Father. He said to the disciples, I am with you at all times. He is everywhere present. He fills all things. He is God. And so as his Father is God, as he has numerously times has said it to these disciples, and he has numerously said that the Holy Spirit is also God, and there is one God in the three faces, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, we have to adhere to the Lord if we are to survive, if we are to be able to cling to him. We are all one body. We're one body of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the head of our body. And this is what the apostle says. And we're one body with the heavenly dwellers. And this is so, so wonderful. But it doesn't become wonderful when we separate ourselves from the body of the heavenly dwellers. And when we just accept and when we just cling to the earth and earthly things. And we don't pay attention to our Lord. And This is offensive to our Lord. He sustains our life, and yet we don't pay attention. Once in a while we remember him and our Lord in the morning prayers, those who have the discipline to do so, and in the evening, and maybe once in a while in the daytime. But it's not what the Lord wants. The Lord wants our heart. He says, "Give me your heart," said the Lord. He wants our heart, so our heart will be filled with the grace, with the Holy Spirit, and so that he can actually make his abode with the Father and the Holy Spirit as he had promised. This is what all the saints done, and this is what the church is calling us to do. And so let us intensify our search in the scriptures and study of the scriptures, and trying to fulfill the will of God, so that we will be able to merge in and be part of the body of Christ and not part of this world, so that we will separate ourselves from the world that is totally has succumbed to the evil one, to the bidding of the evil one. Let's try to intensify our prayer and pray for each other, because we need the prayer so much. We need the prayer is what is linking us to the Lord. The more we will pray, the more we'll be able to be with the Lord. St. John of Kronstadt says, "I don't understand. How is it possible for people not to pray for hour and a half or so?" Then he says, "What am I saying? Hour and a half, minute and a half. How is it possible to be without prayer?" This is what the Lord himself says, to constantly pray. All these holy saints have done that and have begged and asked everybody to be in constant prayer. It doesn't mean to stay in the corner before the icon, corner and on your knees and doing prostrations. While you're walking, while you're working, whatever you do, you try to keep in your heart Jesus's prayer. And we do that, and then we'll be able to find peace, because he is the King of Peace. May the Lord bless all of us to recognize these things and strive for that thing which is of the most importance for our salvation. Amen.